AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says no decision has been made yet whether to appeal a judge's ruling in Florida to end the Biden administration's mask mandate on planes and on public transportation.
The agencies are reviewing next steps, including the Department of Justice. Traditionally, following court decision, that can take a couple of days.
Many airlines are no longer requiring a mask in flight. Mike Gabriel was riding the subway in Brooklyn, New York.
I think it's extra safe. Because even if people have things like the flu, you could still get it. And I think this is just a good practice in general. I'm probably going to continue it even after COVID.
The International Monetary Fund downgraded the outlook for the world economy this year and next, blaming Russia's war in Ukraine for disrupting global commerce, pushing up oil prices, threatening food supplies, and increasing uncertainty already heightened by the coronavirus and its variants. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke to world financial leaders.
Early estimates suggest that at least 10 million more people could be pushed into poverty due to higher food prices alone.
His family says an independent autopsy confirms a black man, Patrick Leoya, was shot in the back of the head by a Michigan police officer while face down on the ground. He and the white officer physically struggled on the ground before the refugee from Congo was shot. Ben Crump is a family attorney.
When you look at the video and you hear the results of the autopsy, just another senseless killing of an unarmed black person in America by the very individual who was supposed to protect him.
Pittsburgh's police chief says an officer who went to a short-term rental property where a party was going on shortly before gunfire broke out, killing two young people, saw nothing to suggest it was anything other than an ordinary noise complaint. This is AP News. Moderna is hoping to offer updated booster shots in the fall.
Current vaccines are all based on the original coronavirus. Before the latest threat came along, Moderna was studying a combination shot that added protection against an earlier variant named Beta. The company says people given that produced more antibodies capable of fighting several variants, including Omicron, than regular booster triggers. While the antibody increase was modest, Moderna's goal is to produce a combo shot that specifically targets Omicron. While the data hasn't been vetted by independent experts, the company says these results really give us hope. I'm Julie Walker.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis asked the legislature to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. DeSantis has battled with Disney over the company's opposition to a new law barring instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.